This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'm talking to Shinaz Galant, who's the curator of enslavement at the Iziko Slave Lodge Museum. Shinan, you have the exhibition now titled The Names of Freedom. Can we start there? What is it all about and what are we focusing on?
Hi, thank you for having me. So The Names of Freedom is part of an exhibition exchange that we have with the Musée de Villèle, which is in Reunion Island. And it's all part of getting the history of slavery, our history of slavery at the Cape, out there to all the visitors that are coming to the Slave Lodge, especially over December. December is our Emancipation Month. Historically, 1 December 1838, the enslaved people at the Cape were freed. And then in Reunion Island, 20th December 1848, the enslaved were freed in Reunion. So we're doing this exchange where one of our exhibitions has gone over to them and the exhibition Names of Freedom has come over to us. And we're just talking about the whole Indian Ocean slave trade, getting that historical narrative out there, very underrepresented. And so that's what we're busy with at the moment.
And the name of the exhibition, The Names of Freedom, what is that focusing on?
So we're basically sharing a very similar narrative that we're trying to get out there at both our museums. So their Names of Freedom is basically about, they brought an 1848 register, which was done in Reunion at the time of the emancipation, where the enslaved, the now emancipated slaves in 1848 were given names, like new names, surnames, you know, their free names were given. So they brought that register over, and the whole exhibition, the exhibition explores that whole thing of, you know, new names, free names, names of free people after they emancipated. And so at the Slave Lodge as well, we focusing, our narrative is on the enslaved at the Cape. So not just at the Slave Lodge, but also at the Cape. People like Jan Smissen, people like Leona van der Kaap, we've renamed rooms at the Slave Lodge in their honor and with their histories attached. So people can start learning and knowing about them. Because before 1994, before our first democratic election, slavery wasn't in our school curriculum. So we've got large amounts of people in South Africa are not aware of this history, our slave history. So that is what we're trying to do. We're trying to put that in the Slave Lodge, get more of it into the Slave Lodge, and to educate our local visitors as well as international visitors on this history that's been largely overlooked, in a sense.
Also, about giving names, I think people sort of see it as a group of people without perhaps realizing the different areas from which they came.
That's right. So when you come to the Slave Lodge, we've got one of our older exhibitions called the Column of Memory that has the names of the enslaved that was kept at the Slave Lodge, where you'd actually see all the names on the circular structure. And it shows you, it has toponym surnames. So it'll be things like names like Jan van Mozambique, Tila van Batavia. It will actually show you the places along the Indian Ocean basin from where the enslaved came, that came to the Cape, that were brought to the Cape. So you'd also get a sense of that, you know?
Yeah, important to understand where we're coming from, and perhaps have a better sense then of where we are going, what to be careful of, and rethinking where we have come from. We've been speaking to Shinaz Galant, the curator of enslavement at the Iziko Slave Lodge Museum, and I encourage you to go and visit The Names of Freedom. So to keep up to date with what's happening in the visual arts scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map, or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Particular Presence, a selection of 55 portraits dating from 1896 to the present, is the new exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery. Alongside the austere tradition of commissioned portraits of company chairmen and anguished self-representation of artists, highlights include the winning works from the Sanlam Portrait Awards 2013 to 2019. Particular Presence can be viewed from Mondays to Fridays, 9 to 4:30 p.m. Call 021-947 3359 for guided tours or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za.